Welcome back to another episode of Unlimited Abundance with your host, Paulina Baragova. I am so honored to be back here with you, back for another week, back for another episode, and I'm feeling really, really inspired to share about so, so many things. This week, ladies and gentlemen, I am in my follicular phase. My hormones are thriving. They're doing a little bachata dance. And so I have so much energy to share with you guys today. And I have just such an, I just really wanted to share kind of a personal story today. I really realized that me is in my Capricorn moon self. I share personal stories here and there, but I tend to really focus, I guess, on attempting to add value or talk about things more like conceptually and theoretically and kind of always teach, I guess. That's just kind of, I think that's probably my Sagittarius rising, but I always aim to like teach, right? And I know a lot of people, they really carry their brand on really talking about their personal story. Sometimes maybe a little bit too much, but they really, you know, share their personal story, and that's what makes you kind of relate to them or understand them better. Like I said, sometimes it's like, girl, we've heard the story. You don't need to use the same story a thousand times. But I realized I really haven't shared a lot of really interesting personal stories in my life. And I kind of today was really cracked open to that. I really started thinking about that and thinking about, wow, I wonder why I don't share a lot of the like details about personal things in my life. And I talk about things like theoretically or the lessons I learned or things like that. But I was like, why don't I share like really kind of, I don't want to say real and raw, but almost like real and raw kind of my accounts of different experiences and the lessons that came from that, rather than always kind of just talking about things more vaguely and theoretically. So I don't know what this is, you guys. Is my heart chakra cracking open? Who knows? But I'm so excited for today's episode. Before we continue further on, I want to just make a few quick announcements because these are time-sensitive announcements. So on Thursday, December 8th at from 5 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific, I'm hosting a Let It Go full moon ceremony ritual, the final full moon of the year to just cleanse that palette clean, wipe away everything, just reflect on everything, integrate the lessons, integrate the experiences, like have a moment to really have a closing, to really allow things to come full circle, and then to let it go and to make future space. So that is going to be held. If you're able to make it live, I really invite you to come live. You can come by joining Divinity, which is my monthly spiritual membership. So many of you guys who listen are inside it. If you're not in Divinity and you've heard about it a lot, definitely consider joining now. I think it's such a powerful time to join now when going into the new year. I know you will absolutely love it. You can also buy a one-time ticket. And in both of those options, a full recording is included. Also, my next online pull class, Melt, which is all levels, low flow, sensual flow, slow movement, feminine, juicy goodness, focus flow, is going to be on Wednesday, December 14th. From 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific. That's just a one-time ticket, and you get the full recording with your ticket, whether you come live or not. A lot of people come live. A lot of my students are not able to come live, but they just purchase the tickets and then they get the recording of that. So those are some time-sensitive announcements. And then, of course, I've spoken about it before, but I'll talk about the end. My newest money mastermind, 3-month money mastermind, Let's Get You Rich, is now open for enrollment. And we begin a little bit over a month on January 14th, 2023. So I just wanted to get those announcements in the beginning of the podcast, A, so I don't forget, B, because a lot of them are time sensitive, and you wouldn't believe the amount of DMs I get, people being like, oh, I literally just heard the podcast about the ceremony that like 2 hours after or a day after. And even if you're hearing this podcast after December 8th, if you join Divinity, you get the full replay. So let's say you're listening to this on literally December 8th and the ceremony's ended, or let's say you're listening to this on December 14th. Girl, let's say you're listening to this at any other time and you want to do it. When you join Divinity, you get the full replay of anything you missed. So if you missed the ceremony that month, then you will get the full recording. And if there are any other live events that month, you will have access to those. Or even if you join and you miss both live events, let's say you join at the end of the month, you will get the full recordings of the both previous events of that month. So I really, even if you aren't able, if you're listening to this later, then you can still join Divinity and you'll get access to that. So I was in a really reflective mood today. I was in a really writing mood. I was in a writing zone. I was flowing. I was writing so much. I was like crying, like good crying, writing captions and just channeling things out. And it really made me reflect on just this one lesson and this one theme that I just really want to dive deep, and I'll share a personal story about it as well. So the theme, I guess, is it literally starts with a decision. I don't even know if I'm going to title this podcast episode genuinely, but essentially the lesson is that all it takes is for you to decide, basically, is like it starts today, it starts right now, like your new life starts right now. And that probably sounds very vague and maybe even a little wishy-washy when you first hear it, and totally understandable, but I really want to explain personally why this is so true. Well, first of all, whenever we create any change in our life, there's, I don't know, what sign is the moon in today? I've been feeling so emotional, you guys. It's a Tuesday. But first of all, any decision, big decision we make in our lives is when one day we choose that from now on things are going to be different. Any big choice that we make starts with literally just choosing. It sounds so simple, right? I think we often think that transformation in our lives happens in these grandiose moments, and it can be that way, right? But it just happens in these wild, grandiose, like out of this world moments, when so many of the changes that occur in our lives that are so powerful literally start with us deciding. And I'll give like a small, really kind of personal life example, and then I'll give like the main thing that I want to talk about. So you can maybe relate this in relationships. For me, I vividly remember, you guys, this is so crazy, the day, the literal day, sorry if you're watching the YouTube video, I just itched my ear a little bit. But the day that so essentially I remember I was dating. It's also really interesting because at this time I progressed, moon was in Libra. I didn't know at the time, but now I'm looking back, which is so wild because that is literally such a progressed moon in Libra theme. It's wild. Like, that was really where my emotional focus was. I was dating, etc. And I was just noticing, I had this one specific date that I went on that I don't want to say it's not that it's actually, I don't even want to even say like it went badly or anything of that nature. It just woke me up to the fact that, like, holy shit, I am done putting up with anything that is less than my standard. And I'm sure so many women go through this experience, but I just remember this vivid day. I woke up and I literally, like, it's guys, as I'm speaking about this, I vividly remember like where I was standing. I almost have chills where I was standing. Like, I remember looking in the mirror in my bedroom of my Beverly Hills apartment and being like, literally, this is the last fucking straw. I was like, this right here, right now is like life telling me, like, no. And from that day on, I completely raised my standards to the point where I remember, like, I mean, I talk about some of these other podcast episodes, but I was like, literally, I was like, this is it. I'm like bringing all my standards to high value woman status, and I'm not going down. I literally was like, I don't care if people are uncomfortable anymore. I don't care if 99% of the people think I'm crazy or reject me. I was like, I don't care anymore. I'm resetting my standard. And from then, I reset my dating standard. I'm not gonna go super into it, but I was just basically had way stronger boundaries, and I was way more clear about what I expected, and I didn't care if someone couldn't meet that, and that I maybe would be feel lonely, or maybe I'd feel bored, or maybe I'd feel really uncomfortable and being like kind of having imposter syndrome, like, who am I to request this? For example, one of my things was, and again, you can have your own opinions on this. This is what worked for me. I was like, the person's going to have to be the one that they're going to arrange the date. And if they're inviting me out on a date, they're obviously going to arrange for how that's going to happen, whether they pick me up, send me a car, send me an Uber. Like, I am no longer going to meet you at your half-assed date idea. Like, you invited, like, I'm Russian, so I feel like, thank gosh, I have this in my blood. But it's like, like, if you invite a woman out on a date as a man, culturally, it's like you're taking that woman out. That's like literally how you would say it, right? So you would be the one who would come up with a date idea. You would pick them up or call them an Uber or whatever car service is local to that country. You would plan the date. You would like open the door. You would even like bring them probably flowers. I know it's a little bit more extra, but like you're taking someone out on a date. It's kind of like a courting process. And that's what I really love about, I don't know, for me, Russian or even Eastern European standards. I really love that court, like that courting, that courtmanship, and that I like that structure, right? I think it's so of men being gentlemen and it really being this beautiful process. Meanwhile, in the States, and it's so funny, I grew up here, right? I came here when I was like 3 or 4, so it's not like I, just moved here, but it's just interesting to see the comparisons. In the States, I've, it's like someone will come up with like, oh, let's meet at a bar, or even worse, let's meet for a coffee. And then, oh, and that person Ubers to meet them halfway. Like, what? This man is taking you out on a date and you're literally going to do your hair and makeup, get fully ready. Like, you know what that you know what that investment is, both time, money, effort, energy, and then you're going to go pay to meet him. Like, to me, that's absurd. And people can think I'm crazy because it's just absurd to me. So anyway, I raised my standards. I was like, literally, this is my new standard. And the craziest thing is, once I did that, I first of all started attracting a whole different caliber, I feel like, of men. And B, I think all the men that I was attracting, I was like, I don't even know how to put this. I could tell that I was like their number one pick, I guess you could say. And I know that might sound cocky or conceited or whatever it is, but it's just a psychological thing because I valued myself so much and made it very clear what my standards was. Also, I'm very like, I don't know how to say this, like, conservative sexually. Like, I would not sleep with someone I wasn't dating personally. That's my personal approach. Again, do what you want, but I think that life experience, and I think it's almost more evident than not that if you sleep with a man early on, that they're less likely to be interested on average. Again, I'm sure there are exceptions than if you don't, because of many, many factors. I could go and make an 8-hour podcast episode about this. And I think a lot of women will disagree, but it's like so many women are playing themselves by being like, oh my gosh, I saw this comedian. Okay, this is awesome. This is my synopsis. This comedian, Andrew Schultz. My husband loves him and I like his videos too. I think he's really funny. He was like, I love modern feminism. I'm like, you want to pay for 50% of your dinner? Amazing. You want to Uber to me? Amazing. You want to sleep with me on the first date after just a $14 drink? Amazing. And it's so true. It's like women have really played themselves. I think that the narrative is really unhealthy and is completely twisted for women thinking that they're liberated by literally being in a win-lose situation, because men have, okay, oh my, it's just like a whole other, guys, how am I getting on this tangent? I feel like I should just talk about it really quickly. Men, right, do have a greater advantage because a man could, for example, get married, get divorced in his mid-30s and very easily find another partner, right? Let's assuming that they're somewhat successful and attractive, right? They could probably find someone even younger. It's not going to be the most like difficult thing. In fact, oftentimes the older men get, women may consider them more valuable to a certain degree, right? Because they've had more time to mature, more time to garner success, date other people, so kind of understand how to be hopefully a better man, hopefully, right? But for women, the opposite is kind of true, right? I don't want to say that we lose value because I don't subscribe to that narrative, but obviously if a woman was to get divorced in her, like, let's say mid to late 30s, I believe it would be much more difficult on average to find a partner than a man because what men are attracted to youth on average, right? And women are attracted to security. This is a biological thing. And so this is why men have such an advantage, because a man could literally just live his life basically and has way more, I feel like, I don't say room for error, basically room for error than women do. And so definitely it's a very different energetic. And so that's why women, I feel like, need to be mindful of this, that they do not have the same societal structure / life path options. I don't know how to even put that as men do, right? Men like don't have a, men can still have a child at 45, for example. For a woman, that would, the risk of complications, I believe it's like if after 32, I believe, or maybe 34, it's considered like a geriatric pregnancy. So it's like, it's what men and women do not have the same options for as long, in my opinion, in terms of like in the kind of dating realm. And so women need to be very aware of this and set their boundaries and priorities, I feel like, to have, I don't know, the best, it's like mate selection, like if we think about it biologically. But essentially, circling back, I guess my point is raised my standards. I wouldn't sleep with someone I wasn't dating, but I was like even more, I would say, cautious, like weary, like even of any kind of like intimacy with any kind of person until I really felt something. And like I said, I don't say even ironically, but it was interesting because then I noticed all the men that I was seeing were very much more onto me and more, I don't say like not aggressive, but pursuing me even more with even more intentional energy, I would say. And then soon after, literally so soon after I met my husband, I literally think it was like, I don't remember how soon it was, but it was like, I think I want to say within a week, not sooner, I met my husband, which is just so, so, so interesting. So like, that's why I'm not saying that anything is like a bad date or a bad situation, because that literally led to me making a decision. And it, like, it, when it was such a 180, I feel like before I was probably a little bit more relaxed. I was maybe, yeah, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more go with the flow. Maybe it would compromise way more, maybe less direct. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I would not uphold certain standards or desires or whatever it may be. And it was like, I literally was like in the snap of a finger. I'm telling you guys, in the snap of a finger, I decided to change, and it changed my reality. And that person ended up being my husband now. So, and he respected all of my boundaries and expectations. He later told me, he was like, I low-key thought you were a little bit crazy, but I thought it was funny. Because he would be like, okay, like we're going on this like date. And also he told me, he's like, oh my God, I knew I had to plan such dates, like these dates for you. And he was like, it was so fun to put in all this effort. He was like, I literally felt like it was like this exciting, almost like, I don't want to say game, this like exciting thing. He was like, I would be like at work and I'd be like, okay, like what's the next thing we're going to plan for her? Like, how are we going to set this up? And because of, look at that time, effort, energy, right, that that man is investing in you, obviously that's going to lead to, I don't know, them valuing that more. Just as if you invested your time, effort, energy into something way more in one thing than another, you're going to value and prioritize that thing more. And it's just, yeah, it's just so funny now. He's like, I remember I thought you were crazy. I was like, maybe I was. But see, it all, I feel like you really do end up then, you know, shifting your standards. That really shifts the kind of partner that you attract. So it's just like a personal example of like dating stuff, of how in one moment, and it was literally, I'm telling you, I vividly remember that moment that everything changed, and that I changed, and my whole energy, my whole approach, like everything changed, and literally my life experience changed so quickly. So, you know, and now, you know, we see today, like kind of that play out, which is really interesting. The next thing I want to talk about, which, oh my gosh, you guys, I told myself I'm going to make this like a shorter podcast episode, because some of my podcast episodes are so long, but I'm going to try and do my best to keep it short and sweet. But essentially, in 2020, I decided to completely pivot my business. So let me kind of explain this. A lot of you may already know, and if you don't know, here we go. So I was on YouTube for a really long time. I literally was on YouTube probably, like, I was one of the most OG people on there. Like, if you remember, I remember it was like me, like Kaylee McKenzie, who else was on there at the time? Like, it's crazy, Ray Ray, I think, or what's her name? Like, I just remember, it was like the OG days. This was literally, but even, first of all, it was before even YouTube Partner came out, and then I was on YouTube while YouTube Partner came out. I was on YouTube when you had that completely different profile where you'd go to your YouTube page and it was like literally a bar on the left hand side, and you'd have all your like descriptions and stuff. Like, I'm sure, like, there's, I think there's a website, right, that has like screenshots of websites back in the day. I'm sure you could find it. So I was on it for a long time. I did it for a very long time. I was successful at it. It was great. And then in 2020, March of 2020, I just felt this crazy deep call. Keep in mind, I was already really deep into my own spirituality at this point. I'm making this story really concise, because I could literally make this an autobiography, like just these few years. Like, my life was wild, you guys, like literally HBO show. But essentially, I was really deep into my own spirituality. I was already doing rituals, different ceremonies myself. Like, I was going to meditations, working with crystals. I've taken a lot of course, like, I was going to classes even in person. Like, I was very deep into my spirituality, but I just would never share that online, essentially. Or if I did, it was very small bits and pieces, which I'm sure if you watched me, you might have seen that, but it was very much bits and small pieces, because I didn't think it was going to resonate. Isn't that so funny, considering how like mainstream spirituality is now, which I think it's a mixed bag, but in general, it's good that a lot of people are waking up to their power and being more positive and manifesting, setting intentions and creating, etc., right? But putting it also, there are some like shadow aspects, that's a whole other thing. But essentially, I felt this deep call of, like, I don't want to just have my page and essentially just be promoting other brands. Because when you're a YouTuber, essentially, unless you start your own brand, of course, you're working, you're made the most, the big money is in brand deals. I'm sure that, like, if you, so I hope this isn't new news for you, but like, you, the what you get paid from Google AdSense really isn't that much. Like, genuinely, one brand deal, I would say, would be at least one or multiple times. Like, for me, when I would do YouTube, one brand deal would be way more, or like at least the same as I would make in a month from AdSense. So like, you doing like 2 to 4 brand deals a month, that would be like your big income, right? But essentially, when you're doing a brand deal, you're promoting another brand. obviously, right? Just like if I were to start a brand and I wanted to send my product to influencers, they would be doing a brand deal and if I paid them, just as an example, right? And I had this awakening, like this again, it was an instant moment. I was sitting at my kitchen table or standing around there, like again in my old apartment, and I literally remember the exact moment. Like it's just so crazy. I vividly was like, I'm changing my everything. Like I'm done just working for other brands. Like I'm going to share my spirituality. I have so much knowledge. Everyone in my personal life knew it. Everyone in my personal life would come to me for help. Like literally men, women, like everyone, I would be able to predict things for them. I was able to help them so deeply. Like I was like doing this already in my personal life and everyone I met, but just not sharing it. And I was like, I'm literally turning this into my business. Like I'm pivoting my business from just being a content creator influencer to this is gonna be, like I'm going to create a spiritual business and really grow it. And I remember at the time it was my boyfriend, now husband, we're going for a walk, and I'm like, yeah, I'm literally pivot. Just I was telling him I'm like just changing everything I'm doing. He'd only known me, this is so funny, maybe for like 2 months, a little bit over 2 months now, or around 2 months. We already were really close, which I feel like is really interesting too. We got really close really quick. Not like in a love bombing dark way, but like in a positive way. And he was like, so I remember he was like so supportive. He was like, yeah, he was so like kind. He was like, don't be disappointed if it like takes, a little bit of time. Like, this is like such a big thing. I'm so proud of you, but like, don't expect it to be overnight. Like, just be easy on yourself. Like, he was just so supportive. And I mean, long story short, in 2020, I literally built, literally from basically, I don't say from the ground up because I already had a platform. So I understand that gives you huge advantages, but I basically built my business all the way through 2020. I was doing a ton of one-to-one coaching. I ended up doing ceremonies and rituals. I ended up creating my monthly membership Divinity that month. I also had my jewelry line, Clyde, that I started back again, that's now transformed into Lift Your Frequency. It's a completely different brand, but essentially that's kind of like jewelry's always been in my, I don't know, frame of reference, I guess. And then in 2021, I built upon that and then 10x the business from what it was in 2020, from when I started or around where I started. And so, I mean, that there's a lot in between that, right? That was a very quick summary. Like, there was a lot that of work and stuff that went into all of that. Like, I know people talk about their journey, they make it sound so like nice and clean. Like, and then it was this, and then it was this, and then I met my partner and we fell in love, and then I made $20 million. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you say it in retrospect, it sounds so oversimplified. Girl, there was a lot, okay, in between, but like, that's just like the synopsis. My point is in that moment, that day in March, whatever day it was, I remember I was like, I am choosing this and I am committing to into it. And I went really hard in 2020. I woke up every day. I literally think I worked the hardest I've ever had in my life and worked on my business every day, learning different systems, back end, front end, launching new things, creating new things, connecting, create. Like I was always pretty much working. Like from when I woke up, I do my routine and then work until evening until I saw my, at the time, boyfriend or fiance, now husband. And yeah, it's just like but it was that moment. This is like I could get emotional about it. It's just like it takes that moment to take that risk. And I remember the feelings I had. It was like this first, it was this excitement. I guess this is like a lot of people have experienced this. At first, it's like this excitement, and then the fear kind of comes. So first you're like, yes, new vision. Yes, I'm doing it. I'm so excited. And then like the imposter syndrome or the fear arrives, right? Same thing with the Dane thing. That one I feel like I had less because I think I was just like, this is it, like nope, not tolerating anything else. But I feel like with the big business pivot and transition, it was like at first I was so riled up and so excited. And yeah, and then I did have like fears, like but my passion and my desire for what I was creating was so strong that as fears would arise, I would just quickly refocus myself. And I feel like I just taught myself to do that. So as soon as I'd have fear arise, I'd be like, no, this is what I'm meant to be doing. And I think that when you have that strong desire or that strong why, you're able to refocus yourself so much quicker than if you didn't. And so much transformed for me. I mean, like it was it was amazing. Like in 2021, that was that year I made more money in a year than I ever had. And I was already, like I said, quite like successful doing YouTube. So it was really, it just really showed me like, wow, I can do what I love and what I know I'm meant here to do, and not only be like equally as successful at it, but more successful. I think that was always obviously a bit of like a fear, was that I was like, okay, well, if I'm good at YouTube, I've just done this, then this is what I'm gonna stick to doing. And I really showed myself, like, wow, what I can do. And again, it was so much inner work and outer work and so much work in general. Like, so when I oversimplify it, I feel like it's just painting a very pretty picture. And it was a pretty picture, but it was a lot of inner and outer work. You guys, if I showed you the amount of nights I probably spent crying and stressed and worried, and the amount of notebooks I filled up doing inner work, it would blow your mind of triggers I worked through. Like, it was a lot. Like, I'm telling you, it was a lot. Like, but I wouldn't go trade it for anything, right? I think a lot of people say that it was a lot. Like, looking back, it's just woof. Like, it's a lot, but it's so worth it. And so why I'm speaking of this is because it really just starts with one decision. And I feel like I'm gonna cry talking about this. I don't know why I'm so emotional, why I have like such passion about this, but it's because it really just starts with one moment of you choosing something different. And last year, I ran a 6-month mastermind. A lot of you might, maybe you were in it, maybe you just heard about it. It was called Lust, and it was a 6-month mastermind. If you don't know what a mastermind group is, it's basically a really immersive group where it's me and everyone else who joins, and we go really deep into one intention/topic. And because there's so much energy in one space focused on one intention, it's so powerful at propelling you forward and aligning you forward on an energetic level, but even on like a very tangible level, you're getting so many experiences and suggestions and advice. You're getting everyone's kind of knowledge and experience all in one place, plus the support in one space with someone leading it. So I was leading it, and it's life-changing. Inside Lust, I mean, people had the craziest transformations. People left their master's programs, people left their jobs, people like completely changed what they were doing for work or really shifted it. It was just so transformative. And I knew that I was going to run a mastermind, or I felt it in my heart that I was going to run another mastermind, but I didn't know when. And it came through me, and I announced already that I'm running the Let's Get You Rich 3-month money mastermind. And it begins on January 14th, 2023. It is 3 months long. People, spots are already filling up literally within the first 2 days. And so many of the people inside this new money mastermind are from previous courses. So they've already experienced that feeling of saying yes to something, following it, and the results that yields. And I'm so excited to host this space because I think that money, especially right now, is such a layered topic. And I want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge that it's uncomfortable at times to discuss. It's very vulnerable. It brings up so much personal history. It can bring up guilt and shame and discomfort. Like, I know, like, trust me, I've done this work myself too, and it's very, very uncomfortable even for me when I do it, or sometimes even still when I do it. So I just want you to know that it's okay. That's a very normal feeling to have because it's so deeply ingrained in us and in our experiences. But yeah, it's so important. And I'm sure you know this. I'm sure you probably hear about a lot of things in the news or media about, you know, all these different changes happening with finances and things like that. But I think the most important theme to take out of that is that it's literally now is the time to take your financial history and your financial, sorry, future into your own hands. You have the power to create the abundance, the wealth that you desire. And if even that sentence makes you feel like, no, I don't, that's just layers of belief systems. And I know that when someone tells you that, it makes you feel, it makes you want to be like, shut up, you woo-woo weirdo. I understand, because people used to tell me, oh, it's in your hands, you can create this. I mean, I was more open to it, I'm not gonna lie, but I still had this feeling of like eye roll, you know. But genuinely, the most of the work around money that leads to success is genuinely inner work. The outer actions later are just consequences or results from the newfound belief system, the ideas, the actions you take, the inspirations you take, how you go about things, who you approach, who you don't approach, how you show up, what you create, how you create it. Like the what actually manifests in the tangible realm is because of the inner work around money. Some big things I want to say is, if you don't believe that you can earn a lot of money, it's going to be quite difficult to earn a lot of money. If you think that people who have a lot of money are bad, greedy, whatever, then you're again not going to let yourself have a lot of money. If you haven't been honest with yourself about how much money you want and why, this is a big thing. Whenever I work with one-to-one clients and we're working more in a business financial sense, I'm like telling you what you want your life to be. And everyone is different. For someone, financial freedom looks like owning a house and being able to do what they want when they want. And it can be quite simple. It can be like, I want to go to the farmer's market on Tuesdays and buy the organic produce I want. I want to go to workout classes when I want, how I want to. I want to buy these things when I like. It's so different for every individual. And so the number is going to be different. For someone, 100,000 might be their financial freedom. For someone, the lifestyle they desire, it might be 300,000. For someone else, it might be 1 million. For someone else, it might be 10 million. And it's not because one is better than the other or greater than the other necessarily. It's because financial freedom means different things to different people. And so getting clear on those numbers or general ballpark of numbers is super important, because how are we going to make, if you don't know where you're going, how can we find a path to that? I tell that to my clients. If you don't know what it is, number you desire, how can I help you create a business structure? How can I help you work through things to get to that number? We have to have something, right? And so I've just done so much work around money with myself and with clients, and I've seen such crazy transformations that make you think like this is literally BS, like someone is writing this as a marketing gimmick, those kinds of transformations. And it's true, and maybe some people online lie about their transformations, but I think a lot of people are telling the truth, perhaps, hopefully, right? But it has inspired me to create this mastermind because it is so needed. Like, I want 2023 to be the year that you finally heal your relationship with money, where it finally feels like this is a supportive and nourishing aspect of your life. It makes me so emotional, you guys. Oh my gosh. Because I feel like I've seen this in client situations and seen the transformation that it's had. And so to be able to host a group and have everyone in the group go through the transformation is so exciting for me. Ooh, oh my gosh, I'm like getting so emotional. But I want money to be a space of inspiration and nourishment, where money is something where you're like, wow, this part of my life supports me. This part of my life makes me feel at ease every day. This part of my life makes me feel excited for the future. It makes me feel like I have freedom. It makes me feel open. It makes me feel like relaxed. It makes me feel inspired for what's to come. I want you to feel, like I said, held by it. I want you to feel like you're able and you're deserving and you're willing to go after and to create that. I want you to find that strong why, so that you don't just give up when maybe things are difficult or you don't see results or whatever it may be in between, or when those old fears, imposter syndrome, and limiting beliefs arise. I want you to be able to have such a strong vision and such a clear why. It doesn't matter if it takes 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years to meet those goals that you desire, your hugest, biggest goals, your biggest desire, that you will stick with it and that you will feel good along the way, because money is going to be here for our whole life, even if it changes in its forms, which I'm sure it will. We're always going to have an exchange of currency, and we cannot ignore the fact that the more money or the more currency you have, the more freedom you have, the more you will on average, right, feel secure, the more you're going to be able to be generous, the more you're going to be able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for how long as you want. We cannot ignore this fact. Yes, you can find happiness in anything, of course, like all that aside. But if there's this resource that provides so much value and peace of mind and stability and security and value to your life, the study where they looked at what it causes happiness, right? They interviewed a bunch of people, I believe, but essentially the premise that they found, or the conclusion they found, was that having freedom over your time, which essentially being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, for how long as you want, was the biggest indicator of happiness. And are we shocked? Because we all know people, unless I know people, who maybe make seven or even more figures, but are literally worked to the bone and don't have sovereignty over their time. They wake up and I'm sure there's also, I don't know where this is from. I just read so much that it's hard for me to quote things. I probably should be better about this, but I believe they looked at like the average CEOs of huge companies, and that their calendars are blocked out by 15 minutes, right? Having nonstop meetings, nonstop things, nonstop, like, you know, responsibilities, where you don't really have full sovereignty over your time. And so someone might have a bunch of abundance making seven or eight figures, but they don't have that control over their time. And they feel like they're always giving all their energy is always just like in this iCalendar, right? That might not lead to happiness, but being able to have control over your time does lead to happiness. Obviously, on average, the more abundance that you have, the more money that you have, the more you're going to have that freedom. And so if having sovereignty over your time is the biggest indicator of happiness, and money is a huge, if not the main thing which provides that, why would we not want more? It makes sense why people want more of it. Stop shaming other people for wanting more of it. Stop shaming yourself for wanting more of it. Yes, there are people who are probably greedy, corrupt, and bad, but there are people like that in any field, and there's a number of influences that we could look at for what influences that. A lot of people truly want more money for that very reason, is they want freedom. They want the freedom to travel where they want, be with who they want, do what they want, when they want. it's a natural desire in our souls. If we came here as these energetic beings and then now we're in these physical bodies, of course we want freedom. Of course we want to experience that freedom again. And that is such a beautiful lesson that we came here to remember. And so with that being said, I invite you inside this mastermind. I would love to have you inside personally. What's included is mind-blowing. The first thing, obviously, like I said, is 3 months long. So we begin on January 14th. It's a Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific. Each mastermind call is about 2 hours. If you know me, I'm a little bit of a chatterbox. So as soon as I go over, and we meet bi-weekly for those 3 months. So every 2 weeks. If you ever cannot come live, and even if you come to every single one live, you always get to keep all the recordings of my courses. I feel like generous with that. I know some people like you only could keep it for a few weeks or a few months. I let you keep it. So even if you can't come to any live, which we have people, I have a lot of people who are overseas or in different time zones or have different responsibilities where they don't come to anything live, but they keep up with all the courses. And because we have the group chat, which I was about to mention next, we have a group chat during the entire time. So all your ideas, your inspirations, everything that's juicy and flowing through you, you have a place to bounce off with people. I'm inside the group chat too. All the other people inside the mastermind, all the other women inside the mastermind are in it. You're bouncing your ideas. You're sharing inspirations. You're sharing your wins. You're having this energy vortex of people who are on the same wave as you, desiring the same thing and moving towards it. And how inspiring is that? It's like, you have cheerleaders, accountability partners, coach, mentor, guide, all in this chat. You get access to that group chat throughout that time. I actually usually leave the group chats open even after my courses. So hopefully you'll make some friends and people who you can even connect and collaborate with. That's also really, I feel like, important aspect of the mastermind is really connection and networking and mingling, which happens organically, not like in an awkward way where you go to a networking event. You're like, all right, here we go. Next, of course, you're going to get access to Divinity for free. Divinity is my monthly membership. So for those 3 months, you will have access to that. And then, as if it couldn't get good enough, ladies and gentlemen, I like to work with everyone closely whenever I have masterminds, meaning I want to work with you one-to-one. So you get 3 private one-hour sessions with me. I prefer to do 1 each month so I can we can meet at the beginning, see where you are, meet halfway, meet towards the end. So we have that personal connection. I get really close to the people inside my masterminds. I can name every person who was in my previous mastermind probably off the top of my head right now. That's a certificate actually from it. It is so amazing. I get to work with you one-to-one, be by your side, be your mentor, be your guide as you work through this process. I have a wealth of knowledge to share and a lot of things, not just, of course, money and wealth, but business. So I love being giving as much value as I can. When I work with people, I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm happy to share techniques, resources, tools with everyone inside my groups because I find that that is how we all grow and evolve. And so with that being said, if you like me sharing more personal stories, please let me know. I genuinely would love to hear. So if you want to message me on Instagram, that's probably the best way to connect with me. Let me know if you want me to continue sharing more personal stories. My moon in Capricorn, you guys like sharing personal stories, a little bit more reserved. But if you enjoyed it, then it makes me feel more comfortable sharing personal stories, and I would be more than happy to. If you're interested in Let's Get You Rich, I will have the link down below. I really put a lot of effort into my websites when I create them for my courses. I try to put as much info, as much who this is for, what you're going to get, everything like that inside. So I'll have the website link down below, and I would love to have you inside. There is, of course, a pay in full option, and there's a payment plan option for 3 months as well, whatever meets your needs and desires in a more aligned way. And again, of course, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to DM me on Instagram. I'd be more than happy to answer them. Again, hopefully the website answers them for you because I put a lot of effort into it. But if you have any other questions, I would be more than happy to answer. So thank you guys for tuning in. I really hope to connect with you soon. If you're looking for a space, like I said, to grow and evolve in your personal journey and really make 2023 the year that your money story fucking radically changes, I would love to have you inside. Let's Get You Rich. So thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I will connect with you guys next week on Unlimited Abundance. Last but not least, if you have an extra minute to rate this podcast, it helps me out so much. If you could give me a review or just a quick rating, it helps me so much. And send this podcast to someone in your life who you feel like would also align with it. Maybe someone who's on your wave, who you guys can chat about this with. Maybe someone who needs to hear some of the things I shared, some encouragement, some different stories. Share it their way. Let's get this podcast moving, growing, and thriving so we can get these messages out to as many people as possible each week. With so much love in my heart from me to you, I will see you on Unlimited Abundance next week. Mwah.